This is Vancouver International Airport Information Desk. How may I help you?
Yes, hello. I'm arriving on a flight from Auckland, New Zealand on Monday, and I need some transport information.
Sure. Where will you be heading to upon arrival?
I need to get out to Vancouver Island to a place called Nen something.
Nanaimo, you mean?
Yes, that's right.
I can certainly help you with that. There are a few ways to get out to the island. One is to take a flight directly from the airport here in Vancouver.
Is that expensive?
Not too bad. Flights start at around $250 round trip. It's not cheap, of course, but it's definitely the quickest way.
Well, that's not too expensive, but I'd like to hear about my other options.
Okay, you can also take the SkyTrain from the airport to downtown, and then take a bus from there to the ferry port at Horseshoe Bay. The ferry then takes you directly to Nanaimo.
That sounds complicated.
Perhaps, but it's inexpensive and the ferry route is very scenic. Some people would even say that it's a magical experience.
It does seem lovely. But is there any way to go directly from the airport to the ferry?
You could rent a car at the airport and drive directly to Horseshoe Bay to catch the ferry. The car rental would cost about $60 per day, and a one-way fare with a car on the ferry is about $40. Round trip, you pay, around $70.
I don't know if the cost is worth it.
Well, think about it this way. If you rent a car, you'll have an easier time getting around the island as well.
Good point.
The last option is to take the SkyTrain downtown and then to take a helicopter to the island. But to be honest, it costs just as much as a regular flight and would take twice as long.
I think I'll just rent a car.
All right. Well, I can assist you with the reservations now if you'd like.
Really? Over the phone?
Yeah. I just have to fill out a booking form, and then you'll receive an email with instructions on making payments and confirming the reservations.
Lovely.
Now, first I need your full name, please.
It's Norma Wellington.
Could you spell that last name for me?
Sure. Wellington.
Perfect. And how many days will you need the rental car for?
Let's see. 6 days, I guess. I arrive Monday and depart Saturday.
Okay. And do you have a preference for the type of car? The rental agency has mid-sized and full-sized cars. Unfortunately, there are no more compact cars available that week.
I think a mid-sized car will do me fine. I'm traveling alone after all.
Got it. So the rental fee includes basic collision insurance, but you can upgrade to a comprehensive insurance package that covers incidental damages, emergency medical care, and car theft.
How much more does that cost?
It's an additional $20 per day.
That's a bit steep. You know, I don't think I'll need that. The basic insurance plan should be fine.
Sure. What else? Let's see. Oh, would you like me to pre-order your ferry ticket as well? It's valid for any of the ferries to Vancouver Island on Monday.
Why not? Will the cost be added to my car rental bill?
Yes. I'll send you a confirmation email with all of the information for your transportation arrangements, and it will include a breakdown of the costs incurred. If there are no problems, you can make your payment online with a credit card.
Wonderful. You've been most helpful. I really appreciate it.
It's my pleasure, and I hope you have a wonderful trip to Vancouver Island.
I'm sure I will. Cheers.